praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you grateful for the goodness of the Lord? Bless his holy name. Praise God. I'm glad for his presence. Thank you for giving. Thank you for worshiping. Thank you for being part of online church today. And I want the Lord to help us through his word. Amen. To speak to us. If you would look to your Bible, we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse number 8. Read probably a few verses here that are somewhat familiar to many of us. And I believe God will speak to us today through his word. Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen, amen. And I preach today for a few moments on this subject, living the good life. Again, the title today, living the good life. Let's ask the Lord again to help us through his word. Again, Father, we thank you. You're so good to us and faithful. You give us this opportunity to receive and to interact with your word, and we pray the Holy Ghost would be upon us. We want to hear what you want us to hear today, and we want to respond in faith so that you can do what you want to do. I pray now, Lord, help us and give us grace, give us power and anointing to share and receive the word today. We believe for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That phrase, and it's something I'm sure many of you have heard before. We know that by grace through faith, our salvation has come. And we are, of course, grateful. And then looking at the way God works, I really believe that by grace through faith, on and on, God activates his wonderful promises, and his glory is revealed in our lives. When we provide the faith, he brings the grace, the power, the anointing, the strength. What is needed is there, as long as we put our faith in him. Amen. And I'm grateful that God has a plan for each of our lives. We acknowledge that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would have perished by now, no doubt. We acknowledge that he found us and has brought us a mighty long way. Every one of us has a testimony, and we may not use exactly the same words, but it should end up at a similar place where we just reflect and say, thank God, you've been so good to me. You brought me a long way. You've made the difference in my life. I'm not what I used to be because of the power and the grace of God. He's been so good to us. Amen. One of the more common or newer worship songs, the line that goes over in my head, it may not be everyone's style, but the singer says, I thank God. And later in that song, there's a bridge that they begin to rejoice, the singers, and they just cry out, hell lost another one. I am free. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody today that feels that way. Hell lost another one. I'm free. I have purpose. I have an opportunity to live and serve and honor God and experience his purpose in my life. And no, I don't deserve it. Amen. But he's been so good to me. The Apostle James writes, God decided to give us life through the word of truth so we might be the most important of all the things he made. By grace, through faith, these wonderful blessings are activated in our lives, and God transforms us. We become what he designed us to be. And our role in the process is not to provide the power, not to provide the grace, not to provide all the knowledge and all the understanding, these great things that our God possesses. No, we just bring the faith. Praise God. And some of you know you don't need a whole lot, but take what you have and invest it in believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting that he has a purpose and a plan, and that God's plan includes us. Amen, amen, amen. I believe that we have been called to live the good life, and it's described there in Ephesians chapter 2. And I believe it's something we need to refocus and set our minds on again as the people of God, that because of his grace and because of his saving power, because of all he's done for us, that we would begin and continue to do those good things that he has prepared for us to do in our lives. Amen. I was just captured by a phrase that the Amplified version of the Bible uses, and it says that God planned for us taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. There's good things that God wants to do in us and through us. He's prepared a way for us. It's ready. That path is made ready for us. And he'll also make us ready for the path. He'll give us what we need as long as we put our trust in him. And we need to believe God will use me. God will work in me and through me. He'll order my steps. He'll allow his power to work in me as I pray, as I believe, as I serve, as I seek to honor him. We don't need to be offering up our excuses. Well, if I was different, God could use me. If things had been different, God could use me. If I hadn't made some of those choices, God could use me. I believe that that all diminishes the true power and glory of the work that God can do and wants to do in each of us if we'll put our faith in him. Praise God. I know that you're a believer, so why not activate that faith you have in God and start just looking for opportunities to see his work happen in your life? Amen, amen. I know you're a believer and can see back over your life the things that God has done, but why not activate that faith today and begin to say, even in your own heart, and declare, God's done so many good things in my life. I know he's not done with me yet, and I'm here to offer myself. God, don't just work in me, work through me. I want to live the good life. I want to do the will of God. I want to work in the power of the Holy Ghost and follow the leading of the Spirit and let God have his way in me and through me. If you'll supply the faith, God will supply the grace and the power that you need and I need to do a work, the work he called us to do. In fact, in one place, Paul said, he who has begun that good work, he'll complete it. Amen. There's nothing that can stop God from using you and blessing you and working through you and I if we'll just keep saying yes to him and putting our faith in him and saying, I want to live that kind of life where the power of God is demonstrated in my service to him, and even in the way I serve my generation by allowing the power of God to work in and through me. Amen. Be spirit-filled, but also be spirit-led, and constantly be on the lookout where you can serve and allow God to work in your life and through you to meet the needs of our generation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. I want you to look at what it says. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit with all. That's the way the King James says it, the New King James says it, to each one for the profit of all. And so we receive the Spirit, and we're right to ask, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Because it's so clearly outlined in the New Testament that the Spirit of God is God's plan and promise for all believers. But once we have received the Holy Ghost, it's time to ask, what good has come from me being filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. I'm going to ask those two questions again. They're central to what we're talking about today. Number one, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And I hope if the answer is no or I'm not sure, you'll seek the Lord today. He'll pour out His Spirit and you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's a vital question that should be asked and answered in your life. But the second is, I believe, just as important. What good has come from my life and through my life since I was filled with the Holy Ghost? Am I living the good life because of my faith in Jesus Christ? Is God operating in me and through me? Has the fruit of the Spirit been manifest? Are the gifts of the Spirit operating in my life? Am I seeing the will of God demonstrated in and through my life by the power of His Spirit? I want to challenge you today, and I know it's somewhat basic, and perhaps you've heard it before, but would you refuse to believe that ministry is confined to just the ministers? And of course, I'm talking about those that are part of the clergy, pastors, and all of the others that work in offices of ministry. Would you and I just renew our understanding today and say and understand and have faith, ministry is for the body of Christ, the people of God who are Spirit-filled, can be Spirit-led, and God can work through His body. Amen, amen, amen. And I know we can take time, and we will in another setting, to talk about the gifts of the Spirit and talk about the fruit of the Spirit. But in a very basic way today, I'm simply asking you to open your heart and say, I don't want to just be filled with the Spirit and have a great experience that is confined to my own personal life, but I want the Spirit to work through me as the Bible has demonstrated it can and will. I'm going to supply the faith and let God supply the grace and the power that will enable me to make a difference in my world. Amen, amen. In the New Testament, we read where they brought the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, so that even the shadow of the Apostle Peter would somehow overshadow them, and they would be healed as a result. There was that much recognition that the power of God in the life of believers could impact those that were sick, those that were in need, those that were in desperate situations. And I believe if we'll take a moment and consider, we certainly live in a world where there are sick and hurting and desperately needy people. And who has God put in their lives? He has placed the church, the body of Christ, Spirit-filled, only needing to be Spirit-led, and open our eyes and be willing to be used of God. That's the good life. That's the life that brings glory to God. That's the life that allows my hands to do the work of God, my feet to go where God wants me to go, my heart to be tuned in to those things that matter to God, so that His will can be accomplished in me and through me. It's time to embrace the purpose of God, or to reconnect with the purpose of God. It's time to open up our hearts and lives and say, there's just too much good that can be done. So Lord, use me. Lord, lead me. As simple as praying and believing that not only has He filled me with His Spirit, but He wants to use me now in the power of His Spirit, It's that simple. It's not complicated. It's not anything that is beyond any one of us. It really isn't about natural talent. We thank God for talent. It's not even really about natural ability, and we thank God for ability. It's really about willingness. Here I am, Lord. Let me impact someone's life for good through the power of your Spirit. I ask you today to commit, number one, commit yourself again to God and to His Word. There's no question we will be more effective in serving our generation, in living the good life, when our first devotion, our first priority is loving the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength and putting Him first in our lives. I know we love the Lord. I know we're believers, but I'm encouraging you to recommit and say, no, God's not just going to be a part of my life. I'm going to let Him be first in my life. I'm going to let my devotion to Him really be the central focus and foundation of every part of my life. Number two, I encourage you to make a commitment to do the work of the Lord in the midst of your generation. And the same for me, in the midst of my generation. I believe we should begin to open up our hearts, and there's different ways to say it. Some might say, Lord, I'm available to you. Some might say, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. Some might say, from another generation, I remember them saying, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. But what it all vocalizes is a commitment. Surely there's a work that I can do, and I want to commit myself to the work of God. I want His power not just to work in me, but I want it to work through me. I'm available, Lord. I want your will and your purpose to be active in my life. I want it to be fulfilled with and in my life. And finally, I invite you, once you begin to acknowledge the work that God wants you to do and you're committed to that work, I want you to also further acknowledge, this wasn't my idea. This wasn't just something that seemed like a good way to go because of the preaching or because of the teaching I received. I want you to think about the Apostle Paul saying, He who began a good work in you. I want you to say and believe it, I have been called for this season. Called of who? Called by what? By a denomination? By a pastor? No, I want you to believe that God called me. God positioned me. God placed me here. Why is that so critical? Because you can do anything for any cause for some length of time, and at some point there will be a reason to pull back. But if you and I could believe with all our heart, I have been called to the kingdom of God for such a time as this, you will look back and hear that same type of expression from an Old Testament young lady, Esther, who was positioned powerfully to impact the lives of her generation. And yet there was something in her soul that began to confess, and it just became apparent to her, I have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. I'm here to say, you and I have been called to live this life of faith, of devotion, of purpose, and to honor God and allow His will to be accomplished in us and through us. It's kind of short and sweet today, but now is the time for your commitment. Would you lift your hands, open your heart, and first, if you've not been filled with the Holy Ghost, begin to repent. And now we'll do it together. Lord, forgive us, purify us, cleanse us of anything that's not like you. We don't want to do life our way. We want to do it your way. filled with the Spirit and led by your Spirit. Now that you have repented, continue there in worship and praise, and you begin to seek the Lord. If you've not been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, you can receive it and will receive it while you're seeking the Lord. But the second level of dedication today is to say, Lord, I want to live that life you've called me to live through the power of your Spirit working in me. The Spirit is given to me so that I can live a life that I would have never lived without God's power. Yes, I can pray prayers that will transform situations. I can reach out to people and impact them in a way that's beyond anything that I would have ever known without God's power. I can really begin to say words that he gave me and take steps of faith that are directed, motivated by the power of God. Now offer yourself to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're bringing our faith and we're asking for you to bring the grace and the power so that we can live the life you called us to live. I pray for this audience. I believe you for a demonstration of your mighty power in every life, in every situation. Oh, mighty God, would you have your way in and through your people? I pray and believe for these things in Jesus' name. I encourage you to keep praying and offer yourself, and don't end your prayer without some degree or sense of direction. I'm going to serve in this area. I'm going to reach out in that area. There's a person that's come to mind even while you're praying. I'm going to reach out and bless, encourage, help, and honor God in the way I serve them and work to bless them. I know God will do it. I know God will help you to do what he's called you to do. And we pray a blessing on you in Jesus' name. Let's worship and honor the Lord together. I bless you, oh God. I thank you and believe you for these victories in Jesus' name.